hiding out in English class. 8:05 a.m. In English class, I slouched down in my chair and tried to hide behind my textbook. The last thing I needed was the entire class staring at my hideous stained sweater. Soon, my English teacher came staggering into the class carrying a massive 4-inch thick book. She dropped it onto her desk with a loud thump. The kids in the front row coughed and fanned the dust cloud it created. I couldn't help but notice that the ancient book smelled like mildew, fish sticks, and sweaty gym socks. It smelled as awful as I felt, which was a pretty amazing coincidence when you think about it.
"Good morning, class," my teacher beamed happily. "Instead of discussing the use of symbolism in our Grapes of Wrath novel as originally planned, today we're going to have some fun. So please put away your books."
Everyone happily tossed their Grapes of Wrath books on the floor, including me.
Our teacher continued, "I was cleaning out my attic yesterday and found this awesome treasure," she exclaimed. "This book of fairy tales belonged to my grandmother and was my favorite book as a child. Fairy tales are an entertaining and fascinating genre in literature."
She picked up the big book and blew the dust off the cover. Then she proudly held it up for the entire class to see. "A Journey Through Fairy Tales.
This book actually inspired me to give you a creative writing project today," she explained.
The entire class groaned, including me.
"Come on, people, this is going to be fun, I promise. Now take out your journals."
I grabbed my English notebook and tried to find a page that wasn't already covered with sketches or doodles.
"I want each of you to rewrite your favorite fairy tale with your own personal twist. It'll be due tomorrow at the end of class. And to get your creative juices flowing, we're going to warm up with a few creative writing exercises. A fairy tale is a fictional story that is usually based on folkloric characters such as fairies, goblins, elves, trolls, witches, giants, and talking animals. These stories have their roots in oral traditions, and very similar stories are found in many cultures around the world. Every fairy tale has a main character or protagonist who is usually a good person. There is often royalty, like a prince, princess, and king and or queen. Now, for your creative writing exercise, I want you to fill your journals with ideas for your main character for the next 10 minutes.
Our teacher continued,
"Every fairy tale also has an evil character, or antagonist, who tries to harm the good character. This creates the conflict that drives a story. Now, fill your page with ideas for your evil character. And finally, there's magic, or the granting of a wish. Again, please fill your page with ideas."
I could have wished that Brianna was never born, but since I'd missed breakfast, I was starving. So instead, I wished I had some food.
"Now let's get started. Try to use some of the ideas from your writing exercises, and feel free to come up and take a look at my book of fairy tales."
I had to admit, those writing exercises were a lot of fun. I had a ton of great ideas, but I had a really hard time coming up with a story. I looked around, and the entire room was buzzing with excitement. It seemed everyone was talking about their ideas for their fairy tales. We were supposed to be brainstorming, but unfortunately, my brain was farting. I was getting nothing but air. I've always considered myself a very creative and talented writer because, come on, I'm totally addicted to writing in my diary. But this super easy, no rules project was giving me serious anxiety.
That's when I decided to take a look at the fairy tale book to get a few ideas. My teacher was right. Her book was pretty awesome. By the end of the hour, everyone was busy writing, except me. Instead, I had spent the entire class completely absorbed in an exciting fairy tale adventure, reading about tear-jerking love stories and thrilling adventures was a great escape from my own very mundane and extremely cruddy existence. But I still didn't have the slightest idea what I was going to write. I left class more frustrated and discouraged than ever. I trudged off to my French class, hugging my books, trying to hide the nasty stain on my sweater. But kids still pointed at me and snickered. Right now, I feel horrible. Sometimes I wish I could wave a magic wand and disappear.